What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This Haber Middle Middlecoff segment is brought to you by untuckit.com, promo code HAM, and simplysafe.com/HAM. Now to the segment. All right, Middlecoff, let's talk about Tom Brady, because Larry Fitzgerald Sr. tweeted this weekend, "I'm told," football emoji, "Las Vegas is prepared to offer at Tom Brady $60 million over 2 years." That was it. That's the whole tweet. At
Pretty
Fitz
nuts.
Beat Senior.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Not really, right?
Well, I mean, not nuts at all in terms
nothing
of...
Nothing happened.
I think that... Back to Larry Fitzgerald Senior, because part of the article that then Florio wrote was like, "I've known Larry Fitzgerald Senior a long time. I trust his reporting." To me, it's not like, no shit. All this shit to me now, we're at the point now, it's just no shit. Schefter reports they want him. I may have been told by a credible source in the last 48 hours, yes, that's true. Because, guy, you don't need sources. Of course they want Tom Brady. They're going into Vegas. Their quarterback is a decent starter, and that's Tom fucking Brady. It makes complete sense. To me, the number is 2 for $60 high enough if you're Thomas Brady? That's what I keep getting back to. Like, is that enough?
Is it high? I mean, for a guy who's not, yeah, yes is the short answer. Yes, it's enough.
And then
is it truly his worth? Is what I think you're asking. Like, what would his worth really be? It would be higher.
To the Raiders, if they gave him 2 for $80, I would say, yeah. To what he means to them going into this new stadium,
yeah.
Their credibility, he's worth every penny.
So you're asking, is 2 for $60 enough for the Raiders to sign him? That's a fair, maybe it's not.
Yeah. Now, would Dean Spanos pay him that much money? I would say probably not.
The only way that would happen to me is if somehow it got... You know, the NFL was like, "Hey, look, him being in L.A. is a great deal. Why don't we give you a break on your rent, Dean? It'll be 50 cents a year instead of a dollar. You can use the extra money to get Tom Brady in L.A. It's just good for the sport."
Let's say he is open to leaving. He would choose, I would imagine, based on offensive personnel, offensive line, but specifically the play caller. That's why the Chargers... They got Anthony Lynn and this other young guy that they elevated, I think, this year when they fired Wisenhunt early in the season. That, to me, is a huge obstacle to overcome. John Gruden in a vacuum, you go, I think that would intrigue Brady. Then you kind of take a step back. Would that work? Like, John's offense is his baby. You know, it's not... When you watch videos of John, even in, like, Hard Knocks, like, you watch some of these inside videos with Andy. It's like he's talking to Mahomes. But so is Bieniemy. It's kind of like a group effort. Even when he's had Nagy and Doug, it was always just, he's unique, right? He's the most inclusive offensive coach. Like, even Kyle, you'd go, you know, it's kind of Kyle's baby. Like, the offense is Kyle's. I would say Kyle's like John, where it's not, we give McDaniels and LaFleur a lot of credit, right? That he's got these two little minions that are geniuses. And you talk to people in the league, they're like, yeah, I've heard those guys, especially McDaniels, I've heard, is like, Kyle depends on him. But you wonder,
you know, Kyle loves calling the plays. Well, does Tom and John, would they be a great fit together? Now, you could just go back, is what makes it hard for Tom is he's been in a relationship, the equivalent, if we use, like, humans. Him and Josh, now they've broken up, or Josh left them, and then they got back together. It doesn't quite work because it's not like someone got divorced. But they've had a long-standing relationship. They speak the same language. It would be a very difficult for Tom, whether it's John, whether it was a Kyle type, Arians, whoever, McCarthy, just to speak the same language quickly. How much time would you have? You'd have OTAs, training camp, and you'd be off and running, right? You don't have that much time.
Yeah. Look, I would be as shocked as I've been by an NFL story if Tom Brady ends up on the Raiders. Right? Would you agree with that as a premise to what I'm about to say?
Non, like, off the field, Ray Rice, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just nutty, but Tom Brady choosing the Raiders is even rarer than an NFL player's off-field
That's what I'm saying.
Transgression.
We have had insanity off the field for 30 years, right?
I mean, Tom Brady becoming a free agent and choosing the Las Vegas Raiders would shock
it would be,
me.
It would be like a top five NFL story ever.
But
you could argue wherever, if he went to the Chargers, it would be a huge story if he leaves the Patriots.
Not, you're right. It's not just a Raiders thing, but I think it is partly a Raiders thing. Now, the fact that they have John Gruden, like it's a real NFL offensive coach, gives them a shot. The fact
good
that
offensive,
have John
good
Gruden
offensive line
gives them a shot. But I think part of this story isn't just the Raiders are interested. It's like the Raiders are actively pursuing him. And once you crack the seal on we're going to actively pursue somebody, you don't just stop at that guy. You go through everybody that you think is better than your guy.
Yeah. I think we're at that point right now. It's pretty
clear. Yeah, that's and exactly. And that's become very clear. That doesn't mean Derek Carr's not back because how many guys are they going to go out and pursue? They're not trying to trace down Andy Dalton or Ryan Tannehill.
I also get back to the point though, Guy, where we've talked about Derek, you and I, for 15 years, but I mean as a Raider quarterback now since he was drafted and became the starting quarterback, at this given day, how can he be offended if they chase Tom Brady? And he says no. Derek, he's Tom Brady. I'm not saying he is, but let's call it what it is. I would imagine he's going to be a little offended. He thinks he's their quarterback. They told him they're quarterback.
Yeah, to me, he's a human. It hurts. It's okay that it hurts.
But my point is that it is easy to stomach when it doesn't happen, because I would still say it's a huge upset if Tom Brady is the Raiders quarterback, like you said, because it would be insanely shocking. Even diehard Raiders fans would be floored. It'd be nuts.
I think what you're getting at maybe is like the question is like, so when this one doesn't happen, what's the is there another rumor?
Well, I think wouldn't you imagine the Rivers rumors really kind of pick up in the next couple days heading to the combine because people are contacting his agent. Maybe it takes to the combine, which starts I think like next Sunday, that we'll really start hearing some stuff. Then because I would expect the Raiders' name to be thrown in there. Now, you could argue, listen, it's Tom Brady. I get traded because they got Tom Brady. I'd be offended, but at least you could understand it, right? Yeah. If Haberman Middlecoff had been replaced by Mad Dog Russo, he'd be like, well, what are you going to do? But when you get replaced by a guy you know you're better than and then they fail, you go, well, I tried to tell you. What about where does Philip Rivers fall under that category? Because I would imagine, honestly, Guy, this is going to sound nuts. If you ask Derek Carr, he thinks he's a better quarterback than Philip Rivers. I would say, Derek, I don't agree with you, but Derek has to think he's better than Philip right now in 2020, right? Would you agree with that?
Does Derek think he's better than Philip Rivers? Yeah.
Yeah. Right now. I hope he hasn't always thought that.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't. Whether we think there's some guys that it's okay for you to be offended by and some guys you're not, I think the reaction will probably be the same no matter who is being discussed. Like, I think you'd be offended, jilted, whatever, if they're talking to Philip Rivers. I think the difference is, like, Now, I don't think Philip ends up there either, but if he did, it would not be nearly – I mean, it's not even close to the Brady-level story because we already know Philip's leaving his team. So that's
– it's still, though, a massive story because it would be a domino. It would lead to Derek being somewhere else. Right. So it would be a wham-bam deal. Well, Philip Rivers now the coach of the Raiders or quarterback of the Raiders. Derek Carr is now the quarterback of
– That's, John, to me, the Bears. That's where it would get interesting, right, is if one of these guys, Philip in particular, or Matt Stafford, we'll talk about him, ends up in Tampa. And then Jameis is available. And everyone pulls up the old John Gruden crashing Dirk Cutters meeting with Jameis telling how much he loved him video, right?
I forgot about that.
Making Dirk uncomfortable. It was weird. Because remember, people thought Gruden – it was like right before Gruden was getting his – going in the Ring of Honor or whatever. Wasn't that the deal?
And remember, Cutter's like, God, that guy's kind of weird.
Yeah. Right? Cutter like taking a shot.
Gruden's like – Cutter's like, get a life.
Yeah, talk about a hard worker, huh? Works too hard. Am I right?
I remember that. Was that Hard Knocks? Hard Knocks, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't the Amazon, right? Yeah, it was Hard Knocks.
It was Hard Knocks.
Yeah, so, man.
Get ready, because it's about to heat up, guy. I think these next two or three weeks, you and I are going to talk a lot about it. These stories are coming.
I welcome those stories. Right now, we like to update our guesses on this. Is he a Patriot, yes or no?
I'm starting to feel less and less confident as we chug down the train tracks.
Just because it just hasn't.
Why wouldn't he be a Patriot right now? Why wouldn't they have just figured something out? Make it easy. Like, Tom, I think that a lot's on the table right now. And if a lot's on the table, the Raiders can be really aggressive, and I think it's going to be an option.
There hasn't been a single story that goes something like, Bill is letting it play out, but in his heart, he's told people privately he needs Tom back. He wants Tom back. Like, there's not been anything close to that, right?
No, nothing. Bill's in somewhere with Cougar Linda. I don't think he even cares. I really don't think Bill, in a weird way to say, is like, even if Tom leaves, okay. If Tom's back, great. That's where I think that attitude is Tom leaving.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking like that with me? Like, fuck you, Bill. I think that's what's going to create the breakup. I'm starting to lead they break up, guy. I really am. How could, if you're Tom, you're like, are they keeping in contact with him? Maybe I'm underestimating Belichick and his love for Tom at 43 years old. It doesn't feel like it's as strong as it's always been. It's simple math. He's 43 years old. If you're Bill, now is the time. Like, okay, go to the Raiders.
But you still need another quarterback.
That's the elephant in the room. Like, what's Bill going to do?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.